You don't need their approval to be at peace with yourself. Mel Robbins. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sober Living Snippets. It's Monday. It's snippet time. Let's do this. I'm Becca Jacobson, and here on Sober Living Snippets, we learn how to live alcohol-free so we can heal our relationships, feel youthful again, and ditch regret and shame. We are in the midst of a book study on Mel Robbins' book, Let Them. Let Them. Do you have your study guide yet? Do you have your study guide? Gals, I made you a study guide. It's in the show notes. You can go and grab it and follow along. I put in there some key quotes, the theme for each week, and reflection prompts. So if you're interested, if you're keen to go a little bit deeper on what we're talking about in the next few weeks when we discuss this book, which is on Mondays and Tuesdays, then go ahead and grab the guide. And as for the book, some of you are reading it. I know that for a fact. Some of you aren't. You're following along. Either will work. It all depends on what you want to do. So today we're going to talk, we're on part three, and the theme of part three is let go of what they think. Let go of what they think. The key quote that we pulled out is, you don't need their approval to be at peace with yourself. That's what Mel Robbins said to us in this chapter. I moved ahead to chapter five, first of all, because we don't have time to read every single page in this book, because this chapter, Let Them Think Bad Thoughts About You, is important to our sobriety. That's why. Because what we're doing is looking at this book from an alcohol-free point of view. That means I went through it and I'm pulling out the things that really affect us badly when we're struggling with alcohol. And this is one of them. We feel, in fact, a lot of us drink just for social situations. Just walking into a social situation is so stressful and that we drink. Now, what does that mean? If you're stressed in a social situation, obviously your concern is, what will they think of me? What are they thinking of me? In fact, if you didn't care what people thought about you, you wouldn't be stressed in social situations. Right? I mean, what else is there to worry about? And I know this much, I couldn't socialize without alcohol for almost my whole life. I couldn't. The thought of it, like, give me a drink. This is sucks. I need a drink just to talk to these people. But if you think about that, you realize it's because we are worried about what they think of us. So this chapter, thank you, Ms. Mel, is about, let them think what they want to think. Who cares? OMG. But you know what? The problem is we're human, gals. And I can say to you, and you can say to me, oh, don't worry about what they think. And I'm sure someone said that to you in your life, right? You've probably even said it to people. Oh, who cares what other people think? But the fact is, we do care. We do. If it was as simple as just saying, I'm not going to care anymore, then, that would be all we'd have to do, wouldn't it? But it isn't that simple. We're human, we have emotions, and one of our primal needs is to belong to the tribe. In order to belong to the tribe, they have to like us, right? We can't have them all thinking bad thoughts about us. But anyway, let's get to Mel here. That's all Becca. Here's the first quote I pulled for you that we're going to talk about. Here's what Mel says. The truth is, people will have negative opinions about you, and there is absolutely nothing you can do to change this fact. When you allow your fear of what other people think to stop you from doing what you want to do, you become a prisoner to other people's opinions. Well, yeah, right? Obviously. And that's exactly why we would pull out a drink so we could relax and really not only did we not care what they thought, but we'd start getting over rambunctious and then making fools of ourselves. And the next thing you know, we wake up the next morning and we've made the whole thing worse. Yeah, been there, done that one, right? Listen, not to make light of this at all. Ms. Robbins does give us a way to use her theory to follow through on this. She doesn't just say, there's nothing you can do to change it, so deal with it. And she says, here's what she says about the let them theory. Quote, the let them theory was a gigantic wake-up call for me. I knew that I was worried about other people's opinions, but I had no idea how big of a problem it was until I started saying, let them judge me. Let them disapprove. Let them have their opinions. Let them think bad thoughts. Let them talk about me behind my back. And continuing, she says, instead of overthinking every move you make, what if you just let them think whatever the heck they want to think? And then she continues, it's life-changing to free yourself of this burden. Remember the fundamental law of human nature. You can't control what another adult says, does, or thinks. Try to, and you'll regret it. The more you let them think what they want, the better your life gets. Well, gals, what do you think of that? I think it's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. And as always, we can refer back to Mel's famous phrase, just let them, right? But how do we actually do that? How do we walk in a room, we're sober, we're not drinking, and we're nervous, we've got social anxiety, and even when we say to ourselves, okay, let them think what they will, our tummy's still in knots, our heart's still fluttering, we're still sweating. You know, it's a nice idea to just say let them, but there must be more to it than that. Otherwise, we'd all been cured of this a long time ago, wouldn't we? So I guess we better dig a little deeper in the book. Surely Ms. Mel has something more to say about this. After giving us a couple of stories, she digs in deeper to the solution to this problem, and here's what she says. It is physically and neurologically impossible for you to control what someone else thinks. The average human being has about 70,000 thoughts a day, most of which are random and cannot be controlled, which is why it's ludicrous to waste any of your energy worrying about what other people think or trying to change what they think. Then she points out, and I love this, you can't even control half the thoughts that you pop into your own mind. Boy, do we know that, right? That's what half my coaching is about, how to take control of that squirrel in the mind and the alcohol voice. Continuing on, Ms. Mel says, instead of fearing other people's opinions, you are just going to allow them to think what they want. In fact, I recommend that you assume people will think negative thoughts about you because people do have negative thoughts about you. This is normal. And by the way, people who love you think bad thoughts about you every day. And then she shares this, and I had to bring this on the show, gals. I just had to. Ready? Here's what Ms. Mel says. When my husband wakes up, he usually lets out a huge fart. My first thought is, you are disgusting. I love Chris more than any human being on the planet. But I have bad thoughts and negative opinions about him all the time. Oh my God, I think that's enough right there, don't you? I love this. I love this. Look, she's got a really valid point. We're always thinking negative thoughts. If we worry about it, we're just going to drink ourselves to death, gals. So what we can do is we can remember the fart. That'll make us laugh. We can think of Ms. Mel's let them. We can take a deep breath. I'm going to just keep bringing you back to the breath throughout this whole book. And then we can go on and we can try this. Here's Ms. Mel again. Why am I telling you this? This is a quote. Because everybody has critical opinions about people they love as well as total strangers. It is a fact of life. Embrace it and accept it. Instead of trying to change reality, start using it to your advantage. Let them. She also reminds us that just because we think negative doesn't mean we don't like people. It doesn't mean we think bad about them all the time. She's pointing out the obvious. She's pointing out things we know. We know that just because we have a negative thought about our husband doesn't mean we hate his guts. And she's just reminding us, look, it's okay. Just let them. Let it go. Let it go. She tells us these stories, which is helpful. It's nice to see that she's human, that we're all human, right? To try and answer some of our objections, here's what Mel says a little bit later on. She says this, I know what you're thinking, but I don't want people to think negative thoughts about me, Mel. And she says, I know you don't. Neither do I. But the fear of what other people may think is a major source of your self-doubt. And then she reminds us, the more you use the let them theory, the more you'll realize that underneath this fear, your soul has been nudging you all along in the direction that is meant for you. Every time you say let them, you clear all the noise and distraction on the surface and create space for something deeper. Your voice, your intuition, your truth, and your unique path in life. She points out that this is all about fear. And gals, if there's one thing I know it's that women who use alcohol, myself included, have a lot of fears. I mean, if we weren't afraid, we wouldn't drink. And we just finished studying an entire book on the subject of fear. Susan Jeffers, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. Because why? Because fear is a big part of our path. And alcohol helps us with that fear. So now we have the Let Them theory to help alleviate that fear as well. Look, I'm with Mel on this. It really doesn't matter what people think, and they will think negative thoughts. So just go ahead and let them. I want to add to it, though, again, and I'm going to keep doing it, gals. Go ahead and let them, but also use your breath. When we feel any kind of nervous system upheaval, take that deep breath, take another one, and then another one. Pause, breathe, remember my voice, hear Mel's voice saying, let them, and move ahead. Remember Mel's husband farting. That'll help. Every time you get nervous, just think of the fart. There's nothing like humor to break up a little bit of nervous anxiety. But in all seriousness, gals, I think we know that as mature women who've been around a while, I think the one thing we know is that it's pointless to care what other people think about us, despite the fact that it's really hard not to. We're human, and we do need to belong with the tribe, because if they kick us out, we could starve to death. Or at least that's how it was back in the day. Well, Mel, thank you so much for reminding us that it doesn't matter what other people think about us, and for reminding us that we can just let them and get on with our lives. And gals, for those of you who are on this alcohol-free journey and feeling a little bit nervous, a little bit worried about what people think, Mel is here to remind you, just let them. And I'm here to remind you to take that belly breath and get the nervous system calmed down, and you'll be okay. I'm also here to remind you that alcohol won't help. In fact, as I pointed out earlier, all we end up doing is drinking too much, making a fool of ourselves, and giving them a reason to talk negative about us. And that's the last thing we need at this stage of the game. Gals, thanks for popping in. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our study of Mel Robbins' book, Let Them, by moving on to Let Them Feel What They Feel. Today it was Let Them Think What They Think. Tomorrow it's Let Them Feel What They Feel. And I will see you then. If you don't have your guide yet, you can grab it in the show notes. See you tomorrow. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.